In attempt to deal with in the way cash crisis, I was happy with that. And clearly, Bavele Melika, with the determination to deal with it, debt, I suspect our territory fresh money from the international market, they have to deal with Indaba that debt, and clearly that is what they are trying to deal with. It's also clear they are trying to target Indaba revenue generation and why they need tax debt. So, Yagubada Gonke, Lama changes, Abazamai, was Zimbra, with the announcement the Zimbra board, but they change. So it's clear they are targeting the revenue. There's a bias towards the export side of the economy in both the fiscal and the monetary policy, which was disappointing for me, because the economy and the middle class, which Managua is targeting by 2030, is really going to be driven by domestic production and domestic consumption. And for that, to me, they need a local currency of some sort of recourse to the rand.
Isikwelete seZimbabwe sifika phose ku-$20 billion, kodwa eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo besingamamiliyoni amalutshwana. Iyangaphi yonke le mali uhulumende ayibolekayo?
Le ndaba iyangimangalisa lami, and it would be nice ukuthi besinike i-breakdown ukuthi imali yonke leyo bebeyisangaphi. We can only suspect imali they've been either printing money ekhaya, ama-bond notes, and then paying for them through debt, or borrowing for other issues which are not transparent. But it's frightening, and in Indaba which was frightening was the extent of debt to the Reserve Bank at 3 times the normal limit of overdraft.
Kuyakhanya ukuthi bekuleyi recklessness ebikhona.
Indaba yokuthi abatshayeli bamarola abadlula eZimbabwe besiya kwamanye amazwe kumele bathenge amafutha ezimola ngedola leMelika kuphela, kanti lezizalwane zakwamanye amazwe lazo ezibuya eZimbabwe kumele zisebenzise idola leMelika kuphela. Ubona kusebenza yini lokho?
Ngiyasisisa ukuthi bakwenzeleni. It's obvious bayazama ukuthi sibili bedinge ama-US dollar yonke indawo ebangayithola khona, but ungacabanga lawe i-practical implementation yangikhona ukuthi kuzasebenza njani, siyabona kuzaba problematic. We are afraid ukuthi into le izafuel i-black market ye-fuel. It's very easy ukuthi umuntu umchayeli nxa edlula koBulawayo wherever ekhulume with the local Zimbabwean emthengele i-fuel on the black market and deliver. How will they implement and enforce is the problem. The other thing abangacabanga, what if amanye amazwe lawo engaretaliate ethi nxa uchayeli imoto yaseZimbabwe la ungumele uthenge i-fuel yakho ngama-US dollar nxa useMozambique or useSouth Africa.